Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee.
This devotion was written by Jill Pope and read by Judy Wilson. A show of strength. Scripture for today, Psalm 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The advice we receive throughout our lives follows a pattern of stay strong, be independent, be resilient, fix your problems, and be proud of your accomplishments. The advice in Scripture in dozens and dozens of places throughout the Old and New Testaments is to be meek. In the modern world, we rarely hear people advise us to be humble. We strut and brag. We go around pointing out what is wrong with others. We want more, and we are taught to go out and get it out. But how does one really show strength and feel a sense of peace in a world so full of turmoil? It does not take strength to hate. And it does not take strength to yell. It takes strength to show restraint, to accept that we do not know the truth, to look around and realize we have what we need, to put everything in the hands and the heart of the Lord, and to follow the path that Jesus showed us. The earth is the Lord's, and we are the children of God. What greater joy is there in childhood than to have a hurt, a fear, or a worry, and to run to the arms of our mother for consolation? The peace we find in that moment is to rest in the strength of those that love and protect us. The need to be strong and to be right and to be better and to belong is so strong that it causes us to kick and scream like children in a tantrum. If only we would stop and embrace the grace that surrounds us. Let us seek silence, humility, and be meek. Let us turn the other cheek, accept censure. Take the harder path, the way that is straight, but an uphill climb in the world that surrounds us. Let us not cocoon ourselves in our own dignity like a blanket of self-righteousness. Peace is to be found not in proving we are right, seeking more, or telling others how to act, but in acting with grace towards all God's beloved children. In humility, may our actions be meek, because we quietly listen to the Holy Spirit as our actions are guided to listen, not provoke, to assist, not demand, to hold hands, not to yell, to forgive, not retaliate, and to trust that God holds us so that we may have all the peace of grace and love in the universe. Let us pray together to God, who, like a mother, holds us in an embrace of grace and peace every moment of every day of our lives. Give us the strength to share what you have given us. Help us to be so strong that we are meek in the face of all life's struggles, filled with misunderstandings and hurts. Let us remember always that we are all the beloved children of God, secure in the knowledge that you love us. And may we delight in the peace that this brings. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.org.